himself, but there was only one entrance. And when it took forever for the place to empty out, he realized he should never put all of his Basques in one exit. That's why when I was at St. Robert, I had the pulpit lined in Kevlar. The point is that we need to see situations for what they are and to realize that actions have consequences. And we need to see things the Lord's way. In the first reading, the prophet says, speaking for the Lord and in his name, be strong, fear not. He is addressing people who are in distress. Things are not going their way. There's war, there's political upheaval. There seems to be no hope. But God promises that he will rescue the people and provide for them. And when he says, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will leap, the tongues will sing. These are the very kinds of things that Jesus tells John's disciples when John sent to ask if Jesus was in fact the Messiah, the one. Those are the very things that Jesus did. He said, tell John, the deaf, the blind see, the deaf hear, and so forth. And we see Jesus proclaiming that he is the one by what happens in today's gospel. And it's important to understand that Jesus, being a man like us, used physical things to communicate. Sometimes he just said a word, as when the centurion came and said, my son or my servant is sick, please heal him. He said, just say the word and that'll be enough. But in most cases, Jesus actually uses physical things. He touches people, even lepers, and he touches the man in the gospel. He spits and puts his fingers in the ears and says, be opened. Because he wants the man to be healed, but he also wants him to know that someone is healing him. And so before he heals him, he takes him off by himself, away from the crowd. He respects his privacy. And in fact, the deaf man himself may not have wanted to come to see Jesus. His friends brought him. So Jesus takes him by himself and heals him. And while he tells them not to say anything about it, they can't help but share it because it's good news. And they're sharing God's providence in his care that is manifested by Jesus. That power that Jesus manifests is also manifested in the Eucharist. Jesus takes bread and wine, and his bishops and priests to this day take bread and wine, very simple, ordinary things, food and drink, to become Jesus himself. Jesus doesn't just use lofty spiritual words, because while we are spiritual beings, we are also physical. And so Jesus communicates in physical ways as clearly as possible. And receiving that great, great gift of the Eucharist, though we are unworthy, by receiving that gift, he wants us to become like himself. He wants us to see what is true and how we ought to live as his beloved sisters and brothers. It's as James says in the second reading, the way the world looks at things is not our way. We may be tempted to the way of the world, but instead we must respond to each person as a brother or sister, giving genuine respect to that person as a child of God, even if that person isn't very much acting as a child of God. We have to understand that what the world sees as important isn't what is really important, because indeed the world itself is passing away. What is important is hearing the word of God and letting it take root in our own hearts, sharing it in action, being charitable, whether we want to be kind or not. We have to live in a relationship with the Trinity by our prayer and worship. And we have to embrace that Trinity and that relationship by our relationship with our brothers and sisters. To embrace the true values, living in the nature as Jesus lived, living out the true values that last, that at last, when we are called from this life, we may live in God's presence and in the presence of all of our brothers and sisters forever.